AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You don't hear this often at the White House. The Muppet theme song from the U.S. Marine Band as thousands of kids gather for the Easter egg roll. Our Mark Smith is there live.
That's right, Rita. It's the annual invasion of cuteness here and the 21st century mass media version of a tradition begun by Rutherford B. Hayes.
We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
Indeed, more than 30,000 squealing kids and their parents will troop across the South Lawn here by day's end. Rita?
Thank you very much, Mark Smith at the White House. Now to Boston, where victims of the marathon bombing are in court this morning to hear final arguments in the case. Experts say Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers appear to be trying to save his life. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Tsarnaev's lawyers started the trial by admitting that he participated in the bombings, but said his older brother was the mastermind behind them. During its closing arguments, the defense is expected to continue to focus on the older brother's role. Prosecutors are expected to remind the jury of the brutality of the attack, the three people who were killed, and the many others who were maimed. If Tsarnaev is convicted, the same jury will hear more evidence during a second phase of the trial to determine whether he receives the death penalty or life in prison. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from Alan Gross. He's the former government subcontractor who's trying to sue the government for negligence over his five-year imprisonment in Cuba. The justices today let stand a federal appeals court ruling that threw out a lawsuit blaming the government for failing to prepare him for the risks of working in Cuba. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up about 90 points. This is AP Radio News. Wisconsin plays Duke for the NCAA title tonight. Our Jim Militello is in Indianapolis for the game.
The Blue Devils have been here before, competing for the title for the 11th time. They've won four of them twice here in Indianapolis. Mike Krzyzewski has established the Blue Devils as one of the elite programs in the country that is yearly expected to be a title contender. The Badgers are in the title game for the first time since 1941. That's also the last time they won it. Bo Ryan's put together a program that's played in the NCAA tournament in all 14 of his seasons and reached the Final Four for the second straight year. He's looking to add his first Division I national title to the four he won in Division III. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
A stunning opening over the weekend for the new Fast and Furious movie. $143 million. That makes it among the biggest openings of all time for Furious 7. The star Paul Walker died in a car crash a year and a half ago before the film was completed. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.